College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hundreds of people gathering outside the Treasury Department to protest what they say is an illegal takeover of the Treasury payment systems by the White House and Elon Musk.
We have convened here in the right place, the Treasury Department. We have got to tell Elon Musk nobody elected your.
We're here today in the hopes that you will see the light. But if you do not see the light, we will bring the fire. Resist!
We have to fight this in the courts. We have to fight this in the Congress. We have to fight this in the streets.
The Treasury Department says Musk's Doge team has read-only access to the payment systems, which controls trillions of dollars in federal payments. Musk ally Tom Krause is conducting an operational efficiency assessment, but officials say it will not cause any payment suspensions or delays.
Okay, so Democrats are flipping out over the idea that Americans might learn where their money actually went under Biden, Lee. Well, this is what this is about.
They are also inciting an insurrection.
Yes, they are.
They should be investigated on a conspiracy to commit an insurrection.
Absolutely.
There's a new job for Pam Bondi.
So the Democrats, they say, are going to get violent riot, get in the streets over Americans learning how they spent their money. And the Democrats are, Lee, lying to their sheeple.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're one of the toxic trolls that rolls in here now every day, since I'm on the internet, a lot of you roll in. Okay. They're lying to you. That's why they keep getting community noted on Twitter, including by leftists. They got nothing left. Okay. They don't want you or the American people to know what they did with your money. And so they've got to keep Elon Musk and his engineers, best in the world, out of the payments system, or you will know what they did. It is that simple, okay? Let me play a sample of the lies they're telling. I can't believe Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader of the Democrats, would stoop to lying like this. In the era, Lee, of X, where you can't lie anymore, you just get community noted. It used to be they'd say a thing like this, the media would go hysterical, the American people would be fooled, and we would lose. Today, you just get community noted. And then the reporters who try to report this as fact get community noted. They get fact checked. Who? By people in their pajamas who actually know what's going on. It's the most honest system ever created. They can't lie and they don't know what to do, but they're trying. Here is the lie they're telling their sheeple to try to invoke violence out of them.
They are raiding the government, attempting to steal taxpayer money. That's what the situation at the Treasury Department is all about.
Nope.
We will introduce the Stop the Steal Act in short order to prevent unlawful access with respect to the Department of Treasury's payment system.
Here's another version of the lie from Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren. This is, you know, Lee, don't let this make you mad. This is pure desperation.
Grabbed control of America's payment system.
Yes.
This is the system that makes sure that your grandpa gets his Social Security check on time. This is the system that makes sure that your mom's doctor gets paid for her Medicare.
I can't listen to her lie anymore. And then there's Representative Becca Balint, who said she would physically fight this industry. I'm not sure what her being a lesbian has to do with this, but regardless, all of it is a lie. What is actually happening is fascinating. Something you and I have been talking about for a while. This is the fight. And I said for months, I said, when Trump won, everyone's celebrating. Yay, we won. No, we didn't. Not yet. We could. We may. I mean, we look, it's looking good. Okay. But no, we haven't won anything. We haven't won anything until Trump proves he can take control of a single federal agency. He hasn't done that yet. He hasn't done that yet. So they're starting with the Treasury and USAID, okay? That's what's happening. And these agencies, in his last presidency, Trump failed to take control of the FBI, the DOJ, and they ended up in Melania's underwear drawer and on his front yard. in his front yard raiding his home, framing him for crimes he did not commit, okay? That's what happens when you fail to take control of these weaponized agencies that answer to Barack Obama. So the first thing that you have to do if you're going to take over these the federal government, he has not established federal government control yet. That's what this fight's over. It's why they're in the streets. The first thing you have to do is find out what those agencies are doing. Very simple. You have to establish control. So let's start with USAID, Lee. Last week, he said to USAID, stop making foreign policy payments, payouts. That is standard. According to their charter, USAID does one simple thing. They direct $40 billion that Congress has not earmarked to go anywhere where the president wants it to go so he can conduct his foreign policy. When a new president comes in, it is pretty standard to freeze everything. They're probably going to make some foreign policy changes till Trump came along. Last week, Trump said, stop paying the money out. We're not going to fund terror anymore. We're not going to fund Hamas anymore. We're not going to rebuild Al-Qaeda. We're not going to send another $1 billion to the Taliban for their training camps for Al-Qaeda and the Haqqani network. We're not doing that anymore. They said, screw you. We are. We conduct our own foreign policy. 97% of our donations go to Democrats. We'll do what we want. So Trump immediately suspended 50 of them for insubordination. The funding still continued to go out the door. So now he is recalling all of them. Folks, USAID has, you want to know why you can't afford groceries? Because we had to print all the money to pay for this. Lee, 10,000 employees? 10,000 employees. No wonder we're broke. He's recalling them all. He wants them out of their positions by Saturday, including from around the world. Only the most essential remain. This is what happens when you defy Trump, okay? He tried to work with them. He told them what to do. They defied him. And now he's shutting them all down, which he must do to regain control of this agency, okay? Now, here's Trump's problem. This is and this is a Republican's fault. This is Mitch McConnell's fault. This is Paul Ryan's fault. Republicans taught all these agencies they didn't need to answer to Republicans. And they don't. We've documented how they're literally out of control. I mean, the Republicans asked for 33,000 pages on the Trump assassinations. They got bupkis. FBI, DOJ, ATF, Secret Service all said, screw you. We don't answer to you. We don't even like you. We don't care if the Republicans are in control of Congress. We're not giving you anything. And they didn't, because their position is send us the money. We don't answer to you. We don't answer. And if you want to measure, Lee, what Trump's up against, Rasmussen just did a poll that showed 46% of federal managers, they polled only federal managers, said yes, they would defy a Trump order that was legal if they didn't like it. So we have to actually take control of a federal agency. That is what is going on right now. That is what the fight in the streets about. Democrats are about to potentially have this ripped from them. And if Elon Musk gets into the payments, we're going to find their crimes. And they're going to be on such a scale, it will shock the conscience of the world. We're getting a hint of it right now. Like we've just found out, Lee, that Joe Biden in 2023 overpaid, oopsie, $236 billion, with a B, not million, billion dollars. Where'd it go? We're still trying to find it. That is a quarter of the $1 trillion of the deficit spending. Yeah. Musk wants to cut $1 trillion, so does Trump, to begin to end inflation. That's a quarter of it right there. Where'd it go? I have a feeling where it went. This is not an accident. And that is why the bureaucrat in charge of dispersing those payments refused to let them see the payments when Elon Musk's folks went into the Treasury and resigned, rather than turning over the keys to the place, basically. This is why Elon Musk has to bring in the world's best engineers. None of these federal bureaucrats are going to let them in the system because they were committing crimes. So they have to figure out how to break in and get it. Now, here's the part nobody's telling you, especially not the Democrats, especially not you trolls. The reason Elon Musk is inside these agencies is because Trump has ordered him in, because Trump can't get basic information from hostile rogue agencies about what they are spending money on. And even if he did, he would not believe them. And for good reason, it turns out. Musk has tweeted that federal bureaucrats at the Treasury are breaking the law hour by hour by hour, knowingly giving money to fraudulent outfits, terrorist outfits, which is against the law, and also people who Congress has not authorized it to go to. I guarantee that's where the $236 billion went. This is a this has the outlines of being a criminal operation on a scale the world has never seen. That's why Democrats are in the street. So here's what's just happened. Okay, this is like the playground. You finally stand up to the bully and you punch him in the face. We just punched him in the face. And now we're standing there to find out what happens next. That's where we are. We haven't won anything yet. We haven't lost anything yet. We have only begun to fight. And the question remains, can Trump take control of these agencies? Okay, Elon Musk is in there because Trump ordered him in there. Ordered him. Gave him orders. Set him in there. Why? Trump needs the payment info. You cannot control what the federal government is doing if you don't know what the federal government is doing. And so the Democrats' position, this is outrageous, is that the American people and Donald J. Trump have no right to know what we spent money on during the Biden administration and what we are spending on money on now. And we will get violent to protest Americans knowing what we spent money on. If Trump can find this out, and that's what Musk is in there for, and he's got to take the world's best software engineers in there with him because these federal bureaucrats aren't going to help him. They're not going to show him where the crimes are. They're not going to show him where the $236 billion went. They know. That's why they're covering it up. And so they've got to literally crack the system to find out what they did with your money. And that's why the Democrats are hysterical, because they know a lot of people go into prison if we find out.